All right, and welcome. It is April 3rd. Guys, it is like springtime. I'm excited about it being spring, and I'm excited about being live tonight. You know, we guys, we have changed the shows. We're doing shorter shows, but, hey, we're going to pack it with information, but we're driving you to the website so you can subscribe. And so you can be getting the newsletter, emails, and different things like that that we're going to be doing. And so definitely make sure you follow the show so you can get the weekly notifications and different notifications, because we're going to be doing different broadcasts at different times and just doing little shows and just kind of changing it up a little bit and stuff. And so I don't know if it'll be me and the ladies. I don't know if it'll be me by myself. I'm not sure. But anyway, follow the show. Subscribe to the website. And hey, you'll stay in tune. All right. So let me introduce and welcome the crew. Mr. Esther Reed, welcome.
Well, hello there, Shay, and hello, children of the Most High God. I am so happy to be here, as always. And thank you, Shay, for inviting me back. I am so glad to be a part of the show.
Well, sister, we are so happy to have you a part of the show. And as always, we know you're going to be bringing some wisdom in tonight. You know I'm going to give you a little bit more of the rain tonight so you can do your thing. And, hey, Coochie, I know you're going to do your thing tonight.
Well, yeah, Shay. Hello, world. And I'm so glad to be here. Today, I am the Coochie Queen, and I have your weekly relationship and Coochie news, and I'm excited to deliver it. When it's time.
Well, Coochie, we are so glad to have you also. Anyway, ladies, we always have a great time every week. And so tonight, I just kind of want to talk about some things. And I'm going to get a little real. You know, I mean, you know, I'm always motivating and encouraging. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I tell people all the time that, hey, even if you life coach or you relationship coach or you whatever coach or whatever you do, hey, everybody has a coach, okay? So no matter what you do, you have somebody that's pouring back into you when you're pouring out to others. And, you know, sometimes you need that in your life. You need somebody that you know can pour into you when you pour out to other people. That's just healthy, first of all. It's healthy. Because how many of you know that you can withdraw from a bank account so long, and once the money runs out, there's nothing else there? Well, it's the same way with people. You can withdraw so much to where there's nothing else there to withdraw. You're overdrawn. You've depleted your funds. You've depleted. It's empty. You've drained it dry. Do you ever feel like sometimes people in your life just drain you dry?
Well, yeah. I'm going to catch on this, Shay, because being a woman of God, you know, we're always trying to minister and help people. But the thing is that we've got to have wisdom, and we've got to have understanding. And all of our getting, we've got to get understanding. And you have to know when enough is enough. You have to know when enough is enough of giving. You have to know when enough is enough of doing. You have to know when enough is enough of anything. Because if you don't know when enough is enough, then enough will never be enough. And it'll be a continual cycle. And you'll be continually drained. And that's not the life God has called us to live. He has called us to live a life in abundance. Not a life of drainage. Not a life of not feeling like you're alive. Sometimes people can suck the life out of you. And you have to be careful who you surround yourself with. Because there are life suckers out there and they're ready to fuck your life. You gotta protect your life. And it's just that way. And the Lord's speaking to me. And I'm trying to speak a message. I'm trying to speak a message right now. There are life suckers out there. And they will suck the life out of you. And you cannot let them suck the life out of you. You got to realize. You can't save everybody. Tell them what you got to do. And sometimes you got to move on. If it's not for the ground, then that means ain't nothing going to go. So you got to make sure that you know the ground that you're planting in. Because you want to reap a harvest. And if you ain't reaping a harvest, then that means that ain't good soil. That ain't good ground. Come to this way. And that wasn't even your spiritual insight, baby.
Well, I thank you for it. Because it was my spiritual insight. Because sometimes you just have enough. Let's talk about this. Because, you know, a lot of people have had enough. I mean, if you look at Facebook, people have had enough of this Facebook Privacy Act. And if you feel like you are a victim of the Facebook Privacy Act, what are the measures that you take to make sure that you're not a victim of the Facebook privacy issue? Because I'd like to know if there's a way that we can find out, Mark Zuckerberg, please let us know. Because we're using that social media insight, and I got on Facebook for the simple reason, the reason why I got on Facebook, I thought it was for children. I got on Facebook to keep up with my high school class reunion. That is the reason why they use Facebook to do our high school class reunions. I didn't want to miss one. So I got on Facebook. Now we're hearing in the news Facebook is violating privacy laws and violating people's lives and people's information and people's private information. And there are privacy laws. And so laws are being broken. And, you know, hey, this is BYTV, and I bring you the verdict. And so if you've been a victim or you think you've been a victim, Facebook, how do we find out if we've been a victim of the Facebook Privacy Act and if someone has invaded our territory and our lives? That's a good thing. I'd like to know that. So anyway, if you've been a victim, hey, voice it, because it is a lot of people that are speaking about it. He's supposed to be speaking before Congress, and so we're supposed to see what's supposed to be going on with the Facebook thing. But how do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? I don't like it because, see, I do it to keep up with people that I don't see all the time. And that's a way to keep in contact with people you don't see. So now you're opening up your life. You're opening up people that you know, people you just spent your life with, people you went to school with, people you was raised with, all that. You put it all out there. Put it all out there. This world is a big world. So it ought to be some protection. Because that's your life. We are in the land of the free. Nobody's supposed to be hacking your life. Ain't nobody supposed to be hacking your life. God has called us to live a life of freedom, a life of abundance. And he said he has set the captive free. That is just the same way.
Well, you know, hey, everybody's got opinions. We all out there talking stuff. I mean, you know, we all out there voicing our opinions. I mean, you can click on every channel. You can see a show. You can see a newscast. You can see everybody. Everybody's voicing their opinions. When it comes to entertainment, music, movies, you name it, it's an opinion, it's an ideal. And so this is what creativity is all about, voicing your opinion. But you know what? These are real issues that people are dealing with. And so, you know, I think that if you're on a social media site, you're opening yourself up to, because you're sharing your family, you're sharing your children, you're sharing intimate things on social media. And so if you set up those privacy settings, then it shouldn't be a way that somebody could come in and violate that. So anyway, with that being said, we're going to take a break and we're going to play Andrea Day. Rise up, because that's what we do on Shay Renee and Friends, BYTV. We rise up in this space, okay? That's what we do up in here. Rise up. And I love that song.
That's my song right there.
You better not get happy, though. You cannot get happy. Coochie Queen, can you please keep her together?
You ain't got that, Coochie, keep me together. I'm going to be fine.
I know, but I forgot that I was supposed to be playing this song at the end of the show, but it's just kind of like the vibe, though. So please, okay, you're going to be good.
I'm going to be good. You just said the Lord to be good. It ain't me, it's the Lord.
Okay, so good. All right. But just, okay, we're going to put this song on mute, though, so you can't hear the song, then you ain't going to know. We just going to hear.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're going to walk it out. Ooh. We gon' walk it out and move on day. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. And I'll silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet.
All right. And there was Andrea Day with Rise Up. And as always, whenever I'm having a good conversation and a good show, I have technical difficulties with my show. Yes, this is how Shay Renee and Friends has been going here lately. I have not been able to air my show without having technical difficulties or some kind of interruption going on, trying to figure out why. You know, why would you have that type of interruption going on? Now, there are some things in the news with Amazon and the postal office, I hear today. And President Trump is saying that Amazon needs to pay the postal office more resources. And so that they're not paying the postal office enough. So anyway, they had a little bit of, he's been pushing it on Twitter. And so Amazon is a major retailer. It's been producing a lot of stuff. And so postal service, what are we going to do? Are we going to charge more for the delivery when it comes to the postal services and their costs? Something to think about and something to consider with President Trump. Also in the news, President Trump is supposed to meet with Putin. There's been a lot of things going on in Russia with the nerve agent. And so I don't know how that meeting is going to go. I'm curious to find out. He was just reelected. And so I'm curious to find out what's going to be taking place in Russia. I think Russia has a lot of control concerning the United States, more than what it should, especially in the election process. So hopefully President Trump can make Russia behave and worry about Russia instead of the United States in this election. What else do you ladies want to talk about? Well, let me ask you something, because, you know, I got an email, and in this email, it was a question, and actually, a lady actually asked me about it, and she was asking me, it was a relationship question, and I want to kind of see what you guys think about it. Do you think a relationship is healthy when a partner that is interested in a male or female individual knows everything about that one person and the other person doesn't know anything about that person? Did you think that's okay? And I want to ask you, Coochie Queen, because you are a relationship, you know, expert.
Well, Shay, that's kind of tricky, because you do want to know people, but it's a thin line, because then you can go into the realm of stalking and not being concerned with the actual individual, but stalking the individual. And it may stem upon maybe trust issues or something. But I would be kind of leery if someone knew everything about you and you knew nothing about them. That would be something that I would be very leery of. And when that comes to relationships, and that's just me giving relationship advice. And so that's me, the Coochie Queen. And this is your weekly Coochie and Relationship News.
Well, all right, Coochie Queen. Well, we're doing short shows. But anyway, I went a little bit over because, yeah, I wanted to talk tonight. And this is my show. And, yeah, if I feel like talking, then, yeah, sometimes I'm just going to talk. Because that's just how I do it on Shay Renee and Friends, BYTV, bringing you the verdict. Until next week, hey, if nobody's told you they love you, I'm telling you, I love you.
We love you.
Yes, darling, we love you. Yes, we do. And so until next Tuesday, hey, motivate somebody. BYTV, bringing you the verdict.